you know, things have been going well for us now, and just hopefully now we can really get the result now on Saturday and really make a special year for us, like, because we had a very good league campaign, like, and things have gone the way we wanted to in the championship so far. So just hopefully now just one more step to make and make it a great year for us now.
There's not too many Donegal men who have won national titles and championship level on the big stage. Lifting the steps of the Hogan Stand to lift the trophy is no mean achievement, and it's what every player sort of dreams of when they're growing up.
Yeah, look, that's it. As you said, everyone dreams these days, like, you know, walking up the Hogan Stands, like, and no matter what it is for us, like, you know, we're Donegal hurlers, and, like, you know, this is the day we want to be playing, like, and this is what we want to be doing all our lives, like. So, you know, hopefully as we on Saturday, like, we get that chance to walk up the steps, like, because, you know, you fall on a lot of great names growing up them, like, from all the hurlings down through the years, from every county that you've grown up watching as a kid, like, and even as the footballers did in 2012, like, you know, it was a big boost for us, because we used to see, like, try to get up there in our division and our standard, like, you know, and two. So, like, look, as I said, looking forward to it now on Saturday, and hopefully we can get the result and get up them steps, like.
And then the opposition, Warwickshire, I believe it'll be a tough task out in Warwickshire, playing Warwickshire. They're a team with a lot of exiled players and exiled yourselves then in Davin Flynn, living in Letterkenny, I believe, based from Tipperary, Roscrea. So how much of an addition is he? He had a great semi-final in your victory, semi-final performance. A big player to come in, and they can only boost the team, surely.
Yeah, look, he's really come into his own now in the last few games. Like, you know, like, and he's scoring like 2-3, 2-4 from play in most games, like, and he was on the freeze last day and really, really accurate, like, and, you know, it's really great to have a go-to man in there, like, you know. And then, look, as I said, there are other boys feeding off him too, like, you know, like, there's other boys creating scores too and creating space for him, like, and Davin's just really taking those chances, like, and it's great to have a lad of that on board, like, and hopefully now he can do it again Saturday on the big stage, like.
What are your key tasks, what are your key goals for Saturday's game? Would you be mostly tactically, would you be focused on maybe attacking the game or keeping it tight? Sure. What's been your game plan all year? Has it been to attack teams and grab the game by the scruff of the neck, or has it been to kind of safety first caution and stuff at the goals, or a mixture of both? What's been the key ingredients for Donegal's success so far this year? Because you had three very convincing wins so far in championship.
The way we just look at it is every game is different, like, and we come out with the same approach for all the games, like, and no matter what quality opposition you're playing, from, like, we've been playing teams like Calvert down, the Wicklow, down the teams that are in Division 3B, like, it doesn't matter, we just go out with the same attitude, like, and we just use the ball, give the ball to the best man in the right position, and no matter what, if you're up by 10 or down by 10, you just keep at it, plugging away what you're doing, and that's just kind of our attitude all year, and it's been working, so nothing really will change for us now when it comes to Saturday, like.
So Ulster Hurling, is the game growing up in the Northern Province?
You could say there's arguments for and against, like, but the thing about Ulster Hurling, there are always small pockets everywhere, like, in each county, like, we're very, very passionate about the sport, and they'll just keep it going, like, you know. Standard, you can say about Slack Neil were fantastic in both codes last year, like, but down through the years, you know, you've got to look back at Loch Gill and Dunois, they're always up there when it comes to All-Ireland stage, like, so, you know, in the club scene, it definitely is outperforming the county scene, like, because, you know, in recent times, you know, the we haven't been really pushing forward into Liam McCarthy's Ulster teams, like Antrim and so on down, have been kind of in the Christie Ring for the last number of years, like, but, you know, club scene definitely is, but county scene, I think there's still a lot of work, but then that just comes down to the participants, like, more clubs, higher the standards going to raise, like, you know, it's just as simple as that, like, you know, to be honest.
Donegal GA, it's a massive weekend, like, they're in the Nicky Racker Cup final and the Ulster Football Championship final. The Nicky Racker Cup, you haven't won since 2013. Ulster Football, you won a lot with Jim McGuinness was there, but they haven't won it since 2014, so two historical milestones. Donegal probably the favourites in both games, so you're on the brink of what could be a very, very special weekend for Donegal GA.
In fairness, like, you know, everything seems to be going well at the minute now, because even last night the ladies, they won a very convincing thing as Armagh also championship, like, so, you know, it's up to every team to be pushing on for their own wee targets and own names, like, and hopefully we can get our result on the Saturday, like, and then the footballers, hopefully they can get their result, and be honest, and make it a great fortnight for all teams within the GA circles in Donegal, like, but look, it's just as I said, it'll all come down on today, like, and it's just where our team shows up, like, we just have to be prepared for it, like, and get over the line.